Welcome to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. This is your girl, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant, your best-selling author, your career strategist, coach, and overcomer. So the focus of my podcast, as you well know, is overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success. I work with women to elevate them to their next level in their careers, and I do that through coaching as well as providing resume services, interview services, as well as professional development services. So today's guest, I have Kimberly Tedderton, who's here with us today, and let me share a little background about Kimberly. She left home to attend college at UNCG in Greensboro, North Carolina. She went with the confidence along with her dependability on divine strength and guidance. She knew that she would succeed in what she was destined to accomplish. She graduated from college in 1997 with a BA degree in information systems and operations management. She has over 25 years of software programming experience in accounting and public safety industry. Provision for her spiritual and material welfare, knowledge and wisdom awaited her as she stepped out on her own to walk into her destiny. She has been unlimited in her consideration of helping others, and that is the truth. I met Kimberly probably over a year ago as a part of Achi, and we'll talk about that later. And all I know is she's about supporting other women. She volunteers her time so that it will benefit others. She's definitely a servant leader. She has worked as a volunteer in many capacities, including her service with the Guilford County Sheriff Department's Volunteer and Police Service Program. With all her attributes, her motto, which is "Too Gifted by Kimberly," was birthed. So she is a Wilton certified cake decorating instructor. Seems like she got a lot going on. She's a professional certified life coach, certified from P4 Coaching Institution, regional director of the nationally known nonprofit organization Achi, WSWA Inc., in which she leads all members across 8 states. So, Kimberly, it sounds like you don't sleep just like I don't sleep, huh?
I always wonder when you sleep. And I want to interview you. I want to interview you. Like, how do you keep up with your calendar? Do you have somebody else? You know, I want to be like you. I just want to be like you, Jennifer.
Oh, my goodness. You need to stop it. Let me tell you, people ask me that all the time. Do you sleep? Yes, I do. And I count my hours. I definitely count my hours. I need to get at least 8 hours of sleep. Trust me. But it helps that the fact that I leverage my experience from when I was younger, when I was administrative assistant and an executive secretary. All of that plays into how I'm able to balance and manage. So, but this interview is about you today, Ms. Servant Leader.
Yes.
So let me ask you, so can we talk about a challenge that you may have faced in your personal or professional life, and let's talk about that as well as what strategies you put in place. I know you shared with me you want to come from the title of "I'm not someone you could put in a box." So what exactly does that mean in terms of personal challenges?
Yeah, you're going to find if you get to know me in the professional, probably personal too, but more in the professional area, I'm not the person that you can put in a box. You know, you hear people about glass houses. No, I don't like being put in a box. And limit me, because I am constantly growing. You know, I'm constantly moving forward, and I don't like to be still. And when someone tries to, you know, keep you still in a box that they create for you, no. So when, you know, as you heard in my bio, over 25 years of, oh my God, I'm dating myself for real. Over 25 years of,
I'm there with you.
programming. So, you know, a lot of people see, like you said, the servant leader, the volunteer, but, career-wise, professionally, I'm a programmer. I'm a software programmer. I sit down and code. I remember one of my friends said, I read your bio and you're smart. I'm like, okay, yeah. what does that mean? And
yeah,
you know,
what did that mean?
Yeah, I didn't know to take it as a compliment or an insult, but what she was saying was, you know, she know me personally. She see I go hard for this and that, but she didn't know that, you know, I code. I actually, you know, learn programming languages, and I create things from the beginning using code language. So that's what she was like, wow. You know, I'm like, yeah, that's my career. So when I first came out of college, I got my first job. Yes, I'm dating myself again, writing in COBOL, COBOL programming language. And over time, the company grew. So I came in as a programmer, but as the company grew, it was a very small company. It was maybe like 3 employees. So it was very, very small, but it grew. And as it grew, I began to take on a lot of hats. You know, not my job description, not the title, definitely not my salary, but I was the office manager. I was customer service. I was the trainer for people coming in, and all I wanted to do was just sit and code. That was my love. That was my passion. That's my career. I'm just coming out of college, and after years, I'm growing. So I want to just sit and code. Can I just sit down? I want to use my brain. I want to sit down and troubleshoot. That's what I love, you know, problem solving. I don't want to answer the phone. I don't want to come in and train others. You would not expect this, but yeah, I was very, you know, kind of shy. I wasn't a people person. I don't want to be on the phone talking to people. Just let me sit in the back and let me code. So, like I said, COBOL, but that wasn't the latest programming languages. As if you are in that industry, you know, every year there's some new language coming out, and you got to be very good in that or have experience in it definitely to get positions today. I probably couldn't find positions or very hard to find positions using COBOL because that's an old language. So I personally wanted to grow, you know, even though I was doing COBOL, and it got to a point that it wasn't challenging anymore. Like, what else can I do with it? So I wanted to learn more. I went into Visual Basic. I try not to get too technical, Jennifer, but I wanted to go into Visual Basic, .NET, you know, more programming, newer things, because I don't, you know, when it's not a challenge for me, I won't say I get bored, but I'm like, okay. So I wanted to learn more, and I did. I went and took classes. I actually had a goal of being Microsoft certified. So I would go to my boss and like, hey, you know, why don't we try this? Why don't I add this? And that would be a way for me to use the things that I just learned, you know, give me a chance to grow. There's no need to have the knowledge and don't have some way to use it, you know, to implement it. So I had all this new knowledge in my head, and he was like, oh, no, let's just do it this way. So again, I keep growing and growing and growing, and he just my boss would not let me implement what I learned. He wanted to keep me in a box and use my many gifts of, obviously, you know, customer service and trainer. I didn't want to do it, but obviously I was a leader that could do it, and he saw that. But he would not let me grow in the passion that I wanted to personally develop in. So because of that, and like I said, if you put me in a box, I'm busting it open. Okay, I'm coming out. I mean, the top. I'm seeing the picture of, you know, when you wind up the box and the clown or whatever pops out, you know, and scares you.
Yes.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me if you put me in a box, because I'm coming out. So one day, this was probably after 8-9 years. So imagine how much I really wanted to grow. That was my first job out of college. You are not the same person in 8 and 9 years. So I went in and I gave my my resignation. And before that, you know, when I figured out, I'm tired, I'm overworked. Yeah, I get a great Christmas bonus. Woohoo! Yeah, I get off early sometimes on a Friday. Woohoo! But it just wasn't doing it for me anymore. So I continued doing the work that I was doing. I never slack or anything. But behind the scenes, I was looking around for other positions, because there was something in me that still was needed somewhere else. Even if I can't, you know, use it here, I'm going to use it. So I went in and I put in my resignation. Let's just say he was shocked. And the reason why he was shocked, because he thought, oh, you can't go nowhere and get nothing better than what you got here. You know, I do this, I do that. Mm-mm. So actually it went from shock into anger. And he probably regret the way that he acted in that moment in anger. But he was like, let's just make it immediately. Why wait the 2 weeks? Let's just make it immediately right now.
Wow.
He walked into my desk, and I got my stuff, and I walked out. And, you know, he was like, you know, you can come back and get your stuff later, drop the key off, or drop your laptop off, so forth and so forth. I went home, and I cried. I cried, and then the whole time I'm crying, like, why are you crying? Because it was a small office. So I did have, you know, a good relationship, you know, professional relationship with this boss. It was a small office. You know, he came to my house, housewarming. When I got my first house, you know, he was there for some milestones in my life, you know, just in general. So for him to do that, I was like, wow. And then I kind of got my stuff together and I realized, well, he just gave me a free 2 week vacation before I start my new job. So, hey, I'm going to go visit family and go take a vacation. Because, again, you thought you were going to still put me in a box. And no, you actually helped me out. So, yeah. That was one scenario that, yeah, you can't put me in a box. And Jennifer, it happened again. It happened again. I probably had another position, another job after that. But then again, I went to my last job, which is in public safety, and I'm still in the public safety industry. So, you know, you can imagine, you know, I'm a servant leader, so it's the perfect industry, because when I program the software, you know, this is software that police are using when they're out in the field. You know, you see them with the laptops in their cars. I worked on software for that. I worked on software when, you know, 911 comes in, you make a call, and the information and the history and all of that is in the software when they answer that phone. I worked on software for that. So, you know, it gave me even more joy to do what I did, because I know it was affecting the community for everyday people. So I loved it. I loved it.
We got to stop for a break, but I want to hear all about it when we get back from the break.
Are you overwhelmed in your business? Have you faced
challenges and you're uncertain about how to overcome them, listen to my Empowerment Journey podcast. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryan. I'm so excited to bring to you my podcast. It comes with strategies. It comes with tools and tips and techniques. My guests have been phenomenal with sharing their stories to help others in their empowerment journey. Please join me on Fridays at 7 p.m. and I look forward to you listening so you can feel empowered on your journey.
The Empowerment Journey podcast. I'm sitting here chatting and listening intently to Kimberly Tetterton as she tells and shares her story about not keeping her, stop trying to put me in a box, and sharing those examples of growing up in a, as I say, career-wise, growing up in a field, a technology field of programming. And if I recall correctly, during that time, a male-dominated field, and I have to tickle to myself and laugh to myself because I thought I wanted to go into technology when I first came out of college, and I was like, excuse me? No, I don't think so. Once I saw the bits and the zeros and all that other stuff, I was like, coding don't work for me, and I kept getting in loops and loops I couldn't get out of. I said, oh, no, let me shift this. This is not for me. So I'm always.
I'm laughing because so many people, they would tell me, I went to school for what you're going for, but I changed my major after I started.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry. So I have a youngest daughter who is so into all of that, you know, coding, all of that. And so that's her thing. But I want to jump back into your second example of what you were sharing with us before the break. Talk about that a little bit more.
I'm in public safety. And again, I am growing. I believe I started out again doing programming in an old programming language. Around that time, after being there almost 10 years, this is another position, another job. And I want to say about 8 years again, because I think the other one was about 8 years. What can I do in that programming language? I've done it all. I want something challenging. I wanted to learn in different programming languages. And because of the public safety industry, I began to loving the customer interaction. Like I just said, you know, in my old job, I didn't want to talk to people. I just wanted to sit there and code. But I grew. I grew professionally. I grew personally. So I liked the interaction with the customer. I liked talking to them and being on site. I like traveling. I like building that customer relationship, that trust that they had in me to help them solve the problems that they had and also help them to implement going on to a new software. You know, I was there. I gave them that sense of security, and I love that. Again, what I do also helps the community. So I wanted to do more of that. I wanted not to just sit behind the desk and code now. I've done that, you know, for years. I wanted to go out, interact, and then also, you know, people would come in on my team, and I was that one, I guess the veteran, that would train others, get them up to speed. So again, I'm doing all of these different hats, but I don't have that job description and that salary. I even began to have a goal of moving over to project management. I've heard of some people that go from development over to project management because I didn't want to just be part of the development part of the cycle. I wanted to be involved, you know, with the initial proposal, the discovery, the implementation. I want to, take them through actually development and then also, you know, at the end, still be there to service them and support them. And then if they need something else or want to change something, I could still be there. I want to build that full cycle. And at the same time, organizing, making sure things are staying on schedule, meeting deadlines, and, of course, budget.
You sounded like a scrum master, Kimberly. Kimberly, you sounded like a scrum master and an agilist.
I was a scrum master.
I can speak the language. Look, I can speak the language, but I can't.
But look, you might know the letter scrum, but you don't know what it means. But, yeah, I was actually a scrum master. And, you know, I was certified Scrum Master at one point. I did go through the Agile cycle. You know, there's methodologies that you have to go through. So, yeah, that it matched with my personality. It matched with my leadership. So, of course, I didn't want to just sit there behind a desk anymore and code. So I had become and grown as being a leader, a mentor, you know, a team leader. So I thought I was worthy of a team leader position. You know, I'm doing it already. So give me that title and give me that salary. You know, Jennifer, I applied two times for that position and I was not selected.
Were you given feedback?
Really, no. You know, we just went with the first time, you know, we just went with this person. We felt that this person was more qualified. Okay. Second time, it was kind of an insult to me because, again, I have been on this one team in this one department now for 7 or 8 years. And the person that was selected had only been on our team for 6 months. And he came from a different department that was not even programming. He had some programming experience, but that person was chosen over me, and he had just been on the team 6 months. Okay, so now I'm thinking, like, what's going on? What's going on here? I didn't think, you know, a lot of people wanna you know, pull the race card. I, you know, by the way, I'm a black African-American woman, you know, a lot of people want to, you know, pull the race card. I didn't think it was race, even though, you know, remember what you said about, you know, it was a male-dominating
industry.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I knew it wasn't race because in the corporate, in the actual business, there were black managers, you know, black team leaders, male ones. So I knew it wasn't race. I'm thinking again, like, but maybe because I'm a woman. And, you know, because we just talked about that, male dominating. But, again, there were women team leaders, you know, department managers. So it wasn't, you know, an equal thing of we don't want women leading. So I'm like, what is it? Why have you looked over me and everybody else in the company was like, you gonna get this? Oh, they didn't promote you? Like, they just knew I was supposed to be in that position because of my experience, feedback from my customers. You know, I was doing my thing, Jennifer, and people knew it. They knew it. And they're like, you didn't get the position? They were even questioning why. Then I figured out what it was. It was money. It always come down to money. They wanted to keep me in a box again because the hours and the things that I did was revenue generating hours. Everything I did was invoiced to the customer. Every hour that I did and work was income that came into them. So, of course, they're going to keep me in that box of where I was extra, extra good, and I was making money for the company that way. Because I was good and extra good at what I was doing, I got the big projects. Of course, I was on the big project of the largest sheriff's office in the United States. And they even told me, like, you know, how you think it's going to look when you're able to put your name to say that you were on that project? I don't care about that. I didn't care about my name as being one that was implemented on the biggest project ever. No, because you was trying to have me just sit there and do the coding part. How about let me go out there and talk to the customer? How about let me go out there and interact? How about let me visit on site? How about let me even talk to the customer? You know, you trying to keep me in this box. And also because, obviously, you know, Jennifer, I'm a strong-minded lady. Now, I remain professional, but they was expecting many times angry women or, you know, a female coming in with her finger up and rolling her neck. They never got that person, even though I would be furious, but they never got that person. That's one thing I can say, never give them what they're expecting.
Kimberly, I talk about all the time about, as a leader, but just generally as a person, mm-hmm. The importance of having emotional regulation. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that you maintain your poise because there are others that are watching you from the back mm-hmm. or the front and mm-hmm. seeing how you're handling situations. So what may mm-hmm. not have been for you right then and there, there may be other opportunities that present itself because mm-hmm. they will come mm-hmm. to you and say, I love the way that you handled that situation. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I would love to talk to you all day, Kimberly. Like I said, 30 minutes goes pretty fast. I do want to ask you, you know, from both of those experiences, like, what were some key strategies you put in place in terms of not, you know, when you're faced with situations where people are trying to put you in a box? What are some strategies on how to deal with that?
One strategy I can say is create your exit strategy. You know, when you realize that they don't understand your worth, your value, and you're just a dollar to them, you know, understand your worth. I stopped working 50 to 60 hours. I've worked only the 9 to 5, you know, what I'm getting paid for. And God ended up giving me a exact date to leave the company. So I began to increase even more knowledge that I needed, and definitely still go and increase your personal development while you on the job. Don't let that stop you. Still go out and take those free classes. Still go out and learn and get those certifications, because those certifications, they don't belong to the company. They belong to you. So you can take them wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
Keep moving. Keep learning. Don't let that stop you. I know some companies do tuition reimbursement. Use it, you know, because they may pay for it, but that certification is yours. So definitely don't ever let someone or a company put you in a box. If you got that passion, you want to move forward, you want to develop, you want to learn, keep moving. Keep moving, because eventually you will use it when the time comes.
I love it. I love that you said that. So do you want to do a quick little shout out for Achieve? Like, you want to talk about that a little bit before we end?
So I am the regional director of Achieve Women Supporting Women. Miss Jennifer is a member, and I can't remember which award you won with Achieve Magazine Awards. Jennifer, which one?
It was, I was nominated for 3, and I received Columnist of the Year, and I had no idea from that point on, I started contributing to like 1,000 magazines.
It was divine. It was divine. A lot of people say that. You might not even have, some people might not even have that category, but they won in a different one. Just, it's so divine. But, yeah, it's Archie Women Supporting Women, WSWAssociation.com. It is a nonprofit organization, a faith-based nonprofit organization. And it is a group of professional women. We're not just supporting each other. You know, we do support each other, but we support each other professionally, emotionally, and spiritually. You know, you always need to have that tribe. You always need to have someone that you can go to for support, just to talk, just to listen. And we have several women in several careers and several personal experiences that we just all together support each other. And I'm grateful to be in a position where I can support Jennifer and be there with Jennifer through her journey. I've seen you grown so much in just a year. And I just love it. I love seeing other people grow. That's why I show up and support, because that's what we need to do. We don't need to knock down other people, especially other women. Help them straighten their crown and keep the crown up. And that's what Archie Women Supporting Women does.
I love that. And I'm grateful and appreciative of all the support from Archie, the Archie sisters, especially you. You know, like I said last week, you sneaking in on webinars that I'm giving to, you know, gave to Salisbury University. Didn't even know you were there. So, as I said, that, you know, you were interviewing every single day, whether you realize it or not. So, it's important for you to show up as your best self. I love the fact that Kimberly, you were able to share with us a couple of those experiences and how you walked through those experiences and how you embraced the fact that you needed to continue to have a growth mindset. And I tell people that accepting and receiving that knowledge and picking up those transferable skills will last a lifetime. So I will transition into those who may not know, I started this career bundle where I'm trying to help folks get back to work. And I'm leveraging my 25 years of experience as a hiring official, as well as a certified career coach and career strategist to help people get back to work through helping them with getting interviews. I'm updating resumes. I'm also providing you five job links, right? Not too many. I don't know folks out there doing that. I'm giving you five job links that is according to your qualifications and what I see on paper for you. And I'm also giving you lots of my time to work with you in terms from a consultant standpoint, in terms of how you should show up during that interview, going through mock interview questions, et cetera. So you get a lot for what I'm offering. And so definitely reach out to me, listening audience, because, again, I want to get you back to work. I could be reached at Jennifer@ReachingWithinEmpowerment.com. My website is www.reachingwithinempowerment.com. And you can follow me on Facebook at Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. I'm on LinkedIn as Dr. Jennifer Bryant, Instagram as Reaching Within. And I also have a Facebook group, Reaching Within. Follow me. You will see the different conferences and workshops, et cetera. I have a lot. I can't go through all them all today, but my primary focus is on getting you back to work, working with you so you can show up as your greatest self through those interviews, even on Zoom. So thank you again for today's show. We spent a lot of time focused on Kimberly and not staying in that box, and I thank her immensely. You all have a great day, evening, afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this, and stay safe.